Hey Team Misfit Republic, and welcome to our team call tonight. I am Joelle Mattson, and we have a special guest speaker, Courtney Lindblad. And I'm super excited, I know that I say that every time about our team call, but I'm really excited because Courtney is one of my personally sponsored Diamond coaches. I met Courtney through my fiance. They are from the same town and went to the same high school. And Courtney and I met at, like, one of their friends' weddings where I, like, knew nobody, and she was, like, the only person who talked to me. And we were talking about she did the ultimate reset, so we were kind of talking about fitness stuff anyway, so something that I, like, loved and felt so comfortable talking about. But just a super, super, like, that will always be my first memory of you because it was, like, you know, I'm Joelle Mattson to the Beachbody world and know you guys, love you guys because you're my family, but this new group of friends that went to high school, yeah, they know each other, they know about each other's tasks and whatever, and then they're like, oh, who's this girl, you know? And so I definitely, that was my first impression of Courtney, and she's just absolutely amazing, and she signed up in August of 2014, so this last August, and when she signed up as a coach, I actually really wasn't signing on a bunch of new coaches because I had just recently, like, had surgery a couple days before she signed up as a coach. But she signed up, and we did not even do a Getting Started Right call. I pointed her in the direction of our website, and holy cannoli, she went from 0 to 60 so quickly. I was just so, so amazed and was just watching her, and it was just like, dude, you're like learning so fast, and there's nothing I can really encourage and mentor you on because you already know everything. And was it September or was it October for the plaque that you got from Carl Deichler?
September.
Okay, so in September, she joined in August, and then in September, she was in the top 100 Success Club point earners, and she got a $100 bill and a card signed by our CEO, Carl Deichler, framed in her first, like, month as a coach, you guys. It was so, so amazing, and that was from her just taking this business opportunity, taking the tools that we have, and going for it. So, Courtney, I'll let you take over now and share a little bit about yourself and then give us your best tips for how you would help other new coaches.
Okay, so that was quite the introduction. So, thank you, Joelle. So, like Joelle said, I signed up as a coach in August, so it hasn't even been quite a year yet, but so far, you guys, it's been quite a journey. So I'm just going to share a little bit about kind of how I heard about the coaching opportunity and then how long it took me to sign up and so forth, because I know a lot of you guys are probably in that boat where you either signed up right away or it took you a while, and then now you're probably like, how do I share this opportunity with other people that might be interested in the coaching opportunity? So anyway, so when I, about 2 years ago, I've kind of always used Beachbody products. You know, we've all heard of the P90X and all of those things. So I kind of always used those, but did not at that time obviously know about the coaching opportunity. I didn't know anything about that. So 2 years ago, I sort of heard about the coaching opportunity through a different friend, and didn't know much about it and wasn't really interested in it and wasn't really interested in even knowing about it at that time. I was just doing my thing, doing the challenge groups, losing weight, doing all of that. So it was like 2 years later, I became friends with Joelle on Facebook and met her at that wedding like she described. I literally was like picking her brains about the ultimate reset at this wedding. So yeah. I cornered her and I was like, yeah, you did the ultimate reset? Yeah, we totally geeked out on the ultimate reset. But anyways, so that was like 2 years after I'd been introduced to the coaching opportunity. And then shortly after that, that was, I think, in January, Joelle, that we talked about that. And we didn't even talk about coaching, but we, we just talked about the products and how they work and how they're awesome and blah, 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 and all those awesome things. And then in August, end of July, I was on Facebook doing what I'm sure a lot of you guys did or maybe sometimes still do. I was doing the creeping thing on Facebook, not being productive like we are now, but I was wasting time doing the creeping thing on Facebook, seeing what everybody else was doing, but not, I never really at that time shared any of my life on Facebook. I just had Facebook, and I was more interested in what other people were doing. So I never even really posted to Facebook, very rarely. So I saw Joelle post about a what is coaching, and I decided, well, you know what, I'm sitting on the couch doing nothing, so I'm just going to watch this. So I watched that, and I messaged her that night. I know I messaged her that night, and I'm like, this is really cool. Like, I want to know more about this or whatever. And then I think like a week or two even went by, and then I was like, nope, I got to do this. I'm signing up. And I didn't really even give her an option. I was just like, I'm going to do this. How do I do it? Where do I go? So I signed up, and then, like she said, after that, I kind of just went with it. So I'm going to get into that more in a minute here. I want to kind of tell you guys what's happened since I've become a coach, and then I'm going to get into my top five tips that I have for you guys. So since becoming a coach, there's been a lot of really awesome things that have actually happened for my family, my husband and I. In January, my husband and I paid off all of his student loan debt, and he had $78,000 in student loan debt, and we were able to pay that off in 17 months. Now, I work a full-time job. I work for my family. We own Subway restaurants. We own and operate Subway restaurants, and we have 9 stores, and I'm an area manager for half of those stores. So I have a good job, but I, you know, that job is fulfilling, but being a Beachbody coach fulfilled a different part of me that was missing before I became a coach. And my husband is also, he has a good job, so we make good income, but it wasn't enough to pay those loans off in 17 months. So we paid those loans off in 17 months, and it was 3 to 5 months earlier thanks to Beachbody. So that alone has been such a blessing in our lives. And then also, we just recently moved to the country, and so not that this is super important to some people, but to us it is. Tomorrow we are buying a new lawnmower, cash money, and that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Because we have 6 acres to mow. So we have a lot of land to mow, and we have paid off that debt and are making money, and it's going in our accounts, and we can pay cash for stuff that a lot of people don't pay cash for. And that is not just because of our full-time incomes. That is also because of Beachbody, and a huge part of it is because of Beachbody. So, and then one more thing, lastly, it's funny because I was talking to Joelle about this a couple of days ago. I just announced last night that my husband and I are expecting our first baby in December. Woo-hoo. So I was going to wait forever to tell people because people wait till 12 weeks. And, you know, I've been talking to other expecting moms and, you know, other family members. And I feel that my Facebook family and friends and my, you know, immediate family and friends are my support system. So we felt that even though it's early and most people wait, we decided we would tell people because if something were to happen, we would want to share that with everyone, and we would want to make sure that we had everyone's support. So we're really excited, and you know, that just brings me into my top 5 tips. So I'm not into those. Is there anything else, Joelle, that I need to touch on before I move into the top 5 tips?
No, I think you were good. If you wouldn't have said your last thing, I was going to interrupt and say it, so I'm glad you did this. Like, hold up,
yeah.
Sister. One of the things.
Okay. Yeah, that's an important one, and that's going to be an important reason, an important part of one of my topics here. So these are the top 5 things, you guys, that I, in this order, that I believe helped me at the very beginning be successful right out of the gates, and what continued to help me be successful as a coach, as a friend, as you know, as a wife, all these things are super important to remember. So here's my number one. Figure out what it is that motivates why you are a coach and keep that burning within you always. So if you didn't get that written down, I recommend you write that down, because to me that should be your number one thing. So figure out what it is that motivates why you are a coach and keep that burning within you always. So if Joelle shared, I know she shared Lindsay Matway's video. Joelle, did you share that to the team page? Or was it just,
mm-hmm. yep.
just okay. So if you guys have not watched Lindsay Matway's video about figuring out how to find that reason why you're doing what you're doing, if you have not watched that video, you have to watch it, because it is amazing. And it speaks on all the reasons why we are a coach and why we do what we do, okay? So that's my number one. And I want to give you a little example of what my whys are. And I say plural because I believe you can have more than one why. And sometimes and most times they kind of all sort of lump together and go together. So one of my reasons why, and my primary reason from the beginning when I signed up as a coach, was because I saw what these products did for me. I saw what doing the 21 Day Fix did for me. I saw what drinking Shakeology was doing for me. I honestly, from the very beginning, when I signed up as a coach, believe it or not, because I know like what I did in the first month doesn't speak for this, but when I first signed up, I really, in my mind, mentally, I didn't even grasp what it was I was going to be able to do. I really honestly signed up because I was like, well, I'm drinking Shakeology. Well, I'm using these products. Well, I'm telling everybody about it, so I might as well get paid for it. So that's why I signed up from the beginning, honestly, for sort of selfish reasons. I didn't really see it as this, like, huge thing for myself. I knew what it was doing for Joelle and for other people, but I didn't really see that it that way for myself until the first week. I literally was a coach for 1 week, and all I did was do what I was already doing word of mouth. Like, this time I was sharing it on Facebook. This time I was sharing, hey, you guys, look at this stuff. This is what I'm doing. This is what it's done for me. You should try it. It's amazing. And that is all it took. Now, that is because I had that fire burning within me. I didn't even know it at the time, but when I started to share that with people, it was just like everybody wanted to do what I was doing because I was excited, because I was like fired up about this, you guys, when I started as a coach, and I wanted every single person to know about it, and I did not stop. I told every person that I could think of about the products. Now, that brings me to my next part. Like, I was telling people about the products. Because why? Because that's why I signed up. When I signed up at the beginning, that's what it was about for me, because I really didn't know a lot about the coaching opportunity. You know, I just was like, I just know about Shakeology, and I just know about this and what it's done for me. So that's what I shared at the beginning. Now, since working into being a coach and learning more about the coaching opportunity and what it has to offer for people, it brought me to another why in my life. So it's kind of helped me really reflect on my upbringing and kind of the life that, from a young age, that I grew up with. Now, I will be the first to tell you, like, I had a great upbringing. I had a loving family. I still do. I have two sisters and a brother, and my parents are awesome. They're hardworking. So I am not complaining by any means when I'm going to tell you this next part. But I want it to help explain why it is I take on a second job other than my full-time job. Because for some people, they're like, geez, she works two jobs. Like, how does she do that? Here's why. So growing up, when I was really little, my parents had 4 kids in 5 years. And my mom was primarily a son, and my dad worked as a retail manager at a Shopko. And he was a college dropout. He didn't have a college degree. My mom had a college degree, but of course she was at home raising kids. And so my dad worked really hard, and he worked a lot. He was hardly ever home. But we did not have a lot of money. You know, he brought cardboard boxes home from Shopko, and that's what we played house in that. You know, and growing up, I didn't know we were poor. You know, that was how my parents were. They were hardworking, and we never really went without, but we did. You know, we got the knockoff. We didn't get certain things that our friends were getting, and it was okay. We were happy. We were a loving family and all that, but I look at, you know, then I look at the progression of my family. So my dad, he then in 1995 took a huge risk, a huge financial risk for our family, and decided to open a Subway restaurant. So he opened one Subway on a contract for deed, and he worked his butt off, you guys, and he still works his butt off every single day. And he took on so much to make sure that our family could live a life that we weren't living when I was little. And so I look at that, and I'm like, if he did that, I know that I can do more. And so I look at how now we're welcoming a baby into our family, and I get a little emotional when I talk about this. But anyway, so when I look at that, I'm like, I cannot not do this for my family, because this coaching opportunity will allow me to be home, and when my baby comes, I can be home and, you know, still be working my business and still be talking with people every day and making a good income and helping others. And so that's my why, you guys. It should be that simple. It should be something that's so heartfelt that you can just feel it and you can see what it is. I know that I don't want my children to ever feel that they're, you know, having to take seconds. And again, I want to emphasize that I don't feel that I had a bad childhood at all, but I know that there were definitely things I had to miss out on, and I don't want to have that happen for my family. And my parents have taught me hard work will get you beyond that. And so, anyways, those are my reasons why. So that's my number one tip. It's as simple as that, you guys. I can't tell you what your why is, but what I can say is that if you know what it is and it's burning within you always, you will never forget why you are a coach, and it will drive you forward on the hardest days, on the days that you just, it's not coming together for you, and nobody wants to be in my challenge group. On those days, you have to go back to your reason why, because that will keep you pushing forward, because everybody's going to have those days in this business, and it will continue to help you progress your business forward. So that's my number one tip. I told you I like to talk, but I'm watching my hourglass right now, and I got lots of time. Cool. Number two tip is kind of bounces off of your why. So it sort of does, at least for me it does. Number two is who are you and what are you about? So it's a simple question, who are you and what are you about? So what I recommend is that you find 3 to 5 things that represent who you are and create your stories and the things that you want to share with people around those 3 to 5 things. So now, that's the beauty of being a Beachbody coach, is you do not, it's not all fitness and all like, ooh, I'm like super in shape and look at me. No, that is not, like, of course we want to be the product of the product, and that is, you know, a huge part of this business, but even beyond that, we're all people here, and that's who people, that's what attracts people to you, is who you are as a person. It's not always the fitness stuff. It's who you are as a person that's going to let them hang on to you. So maybe at first it was just the fitness stuff, and they're like, well, I want to lose, you know, these holiday pounds that I got on me. And so maybe right away, sure, maybe they saw one of your fitness posts and that's what they're attracted to. But what's going to keep them hanging on to you as their coach and hanging on to the potential of maybe being a coach is those other, you know, 2 to 4 things. Fitness is just one of them. So for me, if you look at my page, I have it on my cover photo of my life page and of my personal page. So I believe that what represents me is financial freedom. because, like I said, I do promote a debt-free lifestyle, and I believe it's possible for everyone. It just takes different sacrifices. So I share that. Faith is a huge part of who I am and my upbringing and what I want to share. Family is obviously a big one, and I can't really go a couple days without sharing something about my family. Fitness is an obvious one. And then I'm a big one for different fashion things. So fashion is definitely, that's my last one because that's something that I sometimes share. But 3 to 5 things that represent who you are. And an easy way to find that would be think of like 3 things that you could talk to somebody about all day long till you're blue in the face, even if they didn't get a word in edgewise. If you could just talk about it all day, those are the things that you want to focus your business on because it's going to be easy for you. And that is also another beauty of this business is you get to talk about the things that you love all the time. You just get to share them with people, and the right kind of people are going to be attracted to that. So 3 to 5 things that represent who you are, and then always, always, as hard as it is, sometimes follow the 80-20 or 90-10 rule. So what I mean by that is 80% of the time share those 2 to 4 things or whatever that are not fitness related. Share your family, your faith, your financial freedom, those things. Share those things 80% of the time, and the other 20% of the time you should be sharing about Beachbody, the coaching opportunity, fitness challenge groups, those things. You don't want to bombard people all the time on their news feeds with all your fitness stuff because sometimes that's irritating for people. You want to just make sure that it's a part of who you are. And it's just, but the reason why I say it's as hard as it is because when I first started out, like, literally my life was about that. Like, I was like, God, this is my life. Like, I just want to share this all the time. I don't have any of that other stuff right now. This is what so you're excited. So naturally what you want to do is just only share that. And, but that's a turnoff to some people. And so you want to be careful about not overdoing all your fitness posts, but you definitely want to make sure that you're incorporating that 20% of the time. So that is my number 2. I'm just going to move on to my number 3 tip. My number 3 tip is, and this is a big one, you guys. This one is a huge, I know I keep saying that about all of them, but this one is a big reason why I believe I was successful and took little guidance from the beginning, and this is why. I said, you do not have to know everything or be in the best shape of your life to get started. You just need to go with confidence and excitement. Okay, you do not have to know everything or be in the best shape of your life to get started. You just have to go with confidence and excitement. Big, huge, huge one. Because this one, I know for new coaches and some of my personally sponsored coaches, this is the reason why some do not get out of the gates. They don't. And I just, I had people ask me before, and when Joelle asked me to do this call, I had to think about it, honestly. I had to think, well, what do I do? Like, what do I do that this is, because you guys, it's not hard. It's scary, yeah, of course, but it's not hard. And the reason why it's not hard is because you don't have to know everything. It's because we are normal people, and everybody has different body types, and everyone has different fitness journeys and things to share, and again, the beauty of this business is you are you. So though you might be afraid, you can still be confident. And when I was successful from the beginning, it was simply because I was fired up. I was like, I have got to tell every person. And guess what? I did not know what I was doing. I've been in challenge groups, but, I mean, I didn't know what being a coach was. And like Joelle said, she sent me the information about, like, going on the team page. But, you guys, I'm going to be completely real and honest with you. And I do not recommend this, Joelle. Disclaimer, okay? I do not. This is not what I do with my coaches. But when I started, I had blinders on. I literally, you guys, had blinders on. I was like, what? There's a Misfit Republic page that has all the answers? I didn't go onto that page. Like my first week, I was like just messaging people, knowing nothing about what I was doing. I was literally messaging people without even looking at the website. And now I look back and I'm like, geez, Courtney, you were crazy. Why didn't you just go onto that website? I didn't.
So that's why I had to tell you how to set up your payment.
Yes. Okay, so that, what Joelle's talking about is Joelle had to message me before my first pay period, which would have been that first week. She had to message me, hey, I don't think you set up your EFT management to get paid. You should go set that up. I'm like, oh, okay, well, then maybe I should go on the website. So, okay, I'm the only reason I'm telling you guys that is because I want you to just see from my own experience that you seriously do not need to know every single thing. Do I recommend that you don't do any homework before? No, I don't. Things would have been even a little easier for me had I gone and looked at that. I almost didn't get paid my first week but I have an awesome upline coach, Joelle Mattson, who was like, Courtney, if you want to get paid, you got to do this. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, my first week and my second week, I did pretty well for a first coach because I put these blinders on and I went for it. I went for it. And I didn't, and I still don't have all the answers. I went to the team page a lot, the Facebook team page. I went a lot for questions, and I just would fire off questions, and there was always someone there to answer. So tips for, like, if you're not exactly like me, I understand that. Some people need a little bit more information to get started, and I get that. And if that's you, totally cool. You should do what your upline tells you to do, like I didn't, and go to the Misfit Republic page and do those first four steps because they really are laid out for you so amazingly. And so now, of course, I sent all my coaches there, and then after I found out about that EFT management, I was right on that. And it really does guide you through everything that you need to get started, really. But I do find that a lot of people want all the answers right away. How do I message this, and how do I do this? And the answer to that, you guys, is simply that you just have to get out there and you've got to do it. And you're going to learn. You're going to learn from the things maybe you shouldn't have said, or you're going to learn from those mistakes that you make that are going to push you forward. And there are going to be things that you don't do again. There's going to be things that you repeat because it worked. It's just getting out there and doing it and doing the work every day. And that's going to be one of my five tips here too. So I don't want to touch on, but the power hour to-do list is going to be on here. But this one is about getting out there and getting in there and doing it and not being afraid and not worrying about if you're doing it right, because there's really no right or wrong way to do this. It's just doing it and being excited. And if you're excited, people can't help but be drawn to that. And so, yes, do those first four steps. I just wanted to use that example of myself to kind of help you guys understand, like, that it really is that fire burning within you that is what's going to help you get started. There's nothing worse than like signing up as a coach and then waiting to do anything, because the waiting part is what's going to help you. It's going to not help you. It's going to keep you stagnant in your business, and you're just going to be watching everybody else, and that's going to be my next tip. So get moving immediately. As soon as you sign up, keep that excitement up by moving and sharing and doing those things. So I'm just going to read that one more time, because that is seriously, you guys, what drove me at the beginning. Before I really found that second why of mine, this is what drove me from the beginning. So you do not have to know everything or be in the best shape of your life to get started. You just need to go with confidence and excitement. And that really is so true. So I want you guys to remember that one. And then my fourth tip is also very important. Do not compare yourself to others. Ding, ding. Seriously, this happens to every coach. I know, Joelle, it's probably happened to you. We all get into this, this rut where we start to compare ourselves to others. And I'm here to tell you that, and speaking from my own experience, that it doesn't get you anywhere. You become stagnant in what you're doing, and you go nowhere when you compare yourself to other people. I wrote down one thing when I was thinking about this topic, and I want to read it as well. I write this down. When I'm writing notes, you guys, I write notes that, like, literally come straight to my head, and I write them down. No matter where I am, and this is actually how I get a lot of my coaching post inspiration, is if I'm even out at work at Subway or anywhere having a conversation with someone, if something like comes to my head that I'm like, oh my gosh, that's like that, I want to share that. So I don't forget it, I put it in my phone immediately. So I don't necessarily post about it right away, but I write it down right away. So that's something that could help you if you guys are having trouble with finding inspiration with posts. But I digress. Anyways, so you are unique and have your own special something. And when you're busy comparing your journey to others, you are not giving light to that special something. So true. Again, I'm going back to that fire within you. That is what drove you at the beginning. And if you start to compare yourself to others, that fire within you is going to start to go out because you're living vicariously through other people. And that is not, you know, getting that fire within you, like keeping it burning and keeping it remembering why you're doing what you're doing. And so when you start to compare yourself to others, it's just so unfair to you. It's so unfair to this journey that you're on to compare yourself to other people, because you are unique and you have your own thing to share. And when you compare yourself to other people, you aren't being you. And so that's as simple as that. And what I don't recommend is not looking to other coaches. I do recommend studying other successful coaches. I do that. I follow other coaches that are successful in this business. But then I make sure I go back to doing my own thing. I use their things as, what are they posting about, or how are they doing this? But then I immediately go back to my own thing because I know who I am and what I want. And because I know that and I keep revisiting that, this business becomes easier. If you forget those things because you're busy studying other people and you're getting caught up. What? She said invalid option.
Oh, well, weird. You just cut out for a second, and now you're back on.
I'm back on? Okay. You can hear me? Okay.
Yeah.
Anyways, so when you get caught up in other people, like, you're not giving yourself the justice in your business that you would be giving. So I always, always recommend, study other people, but then go back to doing your own thing. You waste time looking at other people if that's all you're doing. Okay? So, yes, study, but go back to being you and doing your thing. All right, and my last and final one, but certainly not the least, is doing something each day to move your business forward, no matter what's going on in your life. And I just had a conversation with Joelle about this the other day, because obviously I've had a lot going on in my life. I just moved to the country and found out that we're expecting our first baby and all the emotions and things that go on with that. And I was expressing that to her, and she said, well, you know, you just got to do those couple of things each day that will move your business forward. And that's so true. And honestly, even you guys, I needed to hear that. And so that's why I'm sharing that with you guys, is because we're all human beings and we all have things that come up in our lives and we all have our stuff. But ultimately, if we're doing those top four things I already talked about, because I believe you have to have those top four things before you can even get to your power hour. Before you can even begin to start the daily to-dos, you've got to have those top four things, okay? Then once you get to that fifth one of doing something each day that's going to move your business forward, that right there specifically is your power hour to-do list. You should do that every day. Every single day, you need to do that power hour to-do list. If you guys don't know what the power hour to-do list is because you're a brand new coach on this call, talk to your upline. But you can find that right on the MisfitRepublic.com page. It's really easy to find in those steps. So, yes, if you don't have that, get going on it, because that really does help to outline when you're really overwhelmed at the beginning of, where do I get started if you're that person? That power hour to first do those top four things, and then that power hour to-do list really does nail it all out for you and will help you be successful. There's not a lot to say about the power hour to-do list. It's just simply that. Do it every single day. But again, I emphasize, this is my opinion, and I don't know if you agree with me, Joelle, but I think that those top four things that I covered, those things that are internal and within you and within what you believe and what you do, to me are so vitally crucial in this business that if you don't have those things figured out, it's going to be really hard for you to do the fifth one, that power hour to-do list. Okay, because awesome. Okay, so that's what I recommend. So that's my top five. The last thing I do want to emphasize one last time is the beauty of this business. And the great thing about this, and the thing that I've learned since being a coach that has really, really hit home for me, that this is one thing I do share with prospects of people who want to maybe coach or what have you. I always share the best thing about this is you get to every single day as a part of your job, you get to just be you. That's what you get to do. You don't have to try to do anything else but be you. And so when you nail down those top four things, you really discover who it is you are and who you want to be, and you get to share that all day, every day. And really, when you get down to the nitty-gritty of this business and what it's about, that is what it's about. It's about being you and sharing that with people and helping others through you. And so that is all that I feel that I do truthfully to be a successful coach and what I did from the very, very beginning. So that's what I got for you.
You answered a lot of the questions that I had for you. Like, one of them was, like, what video or training would you suggest people do first? And I think, you know, we both can kind of agree. And I'll repost when I post the recording of this Zoom call. I'll post the video we're referring to with Lindsay Matway. It's on her YouTube channel as well. Two Diamond and Beyond is what it's called. And she really talks about that why. And then it also goes into your fifth tip and what we chatted about. There's points in our lives and, you know, it's consistency that keeps our business moving forward. That was the main theme of the wake-up call this morning with Stephanie Davies. And everything just kind of smashes together. But in reality, consistency over time is what's going to make your business grow. And no matter what you have going on in your life, consistency and doing, like, at least, I suggest, 4 to 5 important things for your business every single day, no matter how busy you are. For me, personally, right now, I'm planning a wedding. There's days where we're like, oh, we got to do this. I'm a little bit short on time. If I don't necessarily focus exactly on power hour, I think of four things, like, man, I have to do these four things today. If I do these four things today, I'll be happy. I'll be able to put my head on my pillow and say, I did a really good job. I did things to consistently grow my business forward. In Lindsay Matway's video, she talks about how when her and her family, they're not at their home, people will message her and say, like, oh, I know you're on vacation. Technically, we're not on vacation, but their life is a vacation now. It's our business is a part of who we are, and we check in with it. And I'm sure, you know, Lindsay probably does the same thing before she sits down to do her work. She figures out what those four things are first and then goes about them. And then you, Courtney, with moving, being pregnant, your first trimester is exhausting. That I've heard, I've never been pregnant, but
yeah.
Right? Like, you're just exhausted and you're working. You know, you've just got to do those top 4 or 5 things consistently where you're like, if I do these things, if I, you know, invite people to my challenge group, I'll be happy with that. If I'll share, you know, that Vicky and Allison are doing and what is coaching, I'm going to let 3 people know about that tomorrow night. I'm going to be happy with that. You know what I mean? Like, it's definitely, so that would be the training video. One thing I did want to just talk about, and I know we're over on time, so some of you guys gotta get going. But this recording is gonna be a little bit longer, but I think this is really important because this is what holds a lot of people back too, is both Courtney and I are from small towns, Midwest, Minnesota.
Right. Yep.
Different small towns. But small town Minnesota. So there comes, you know, some hesitant with that because it's the Midwest, we're a little bit more conservative, and we also like see all the time the people from our hometowns. You know, what a lot of people will say, like, oh, I'm from a small town, nobody wants to do this. Did you ever have that thought? And if you did, how did you get over it? Or what's your kind of like view on that whole thing? Just totally word vomit and just share your perspective on that with us.
Okay, so I know the answer is no. I did not think that people wouldn't be interested because I was interested. So I knew that as far as the challenge group opportunity doing the programs go, I was like, oh, like people are going to want to do this because I did it. But having my other insecurity with being from a small town was simply, what are people going to think? And I got to see these people tomorrow. So that is what I was more concerned with, posting my before and afters and what people are going to think now that I was doing this. And my family owns the business that I, you know, the town that I live in. And were they going to think, you know, negative things of me? And then was that going to reflect poorly on my family's business? And it was more of those things. And how did I overcome that? I honestly thought to myself, if those people got a problem with this thing I'm doing, then they don't matter. Like, that is honestly, and that is so hard to do as a coach. And we all have to do it because we're all going to be faced with those things. And being from a small town, you're faced with that on a daily basis because you literally see these people and you've got to then carry on a conversation with them the next day. And you, if they didn't reply to your message, you don't want to feel awkward around them. And you just kind of got to, like, even though inside, I still do, I feel awkward about it sometimes. I'm like, good, I don't even know how to start this conversation with them because I was just talking to them about this online yesterday. But I guess to get past that, I just, like, I pretend like I'm not uncomfortable. Like, I just am like, I'm just going to talk to them. So, yeah, I get scared, and, yeah, like, I am nervous about it, but I pretend like I'm not.
Right. And I think for kind of another way of saying it is not like pretend, it's not at all like pretending to not be nervous. It's like you're putting
right.
it
yeah.
past to still be nice. You know, like it'd
right.
be more awkward if you saw that person at the grocery store and you didn't say hello. Like they would then feel you're kind of being like standoffish or whatever. But
exactly.
if you're just like, oh, hey,
yep.
how's it going? How's your day going? Or you just run by here to grab well, or you make small talk, there
right.
it's not
yep.
gonna be it's not gonna be awkward unless you make it that way. And
exactly.
this goes back to your number one point of you almost you know you talked about your reason why, but it's also more like it's a reason you have to come up with a
yeah.
reason of I have to do this, I have to make coaching work for me because of blank. And I love that quote. When I was a new coach and I was really nervous about, like, what my high school friends would think and what my, like, friends would think and my college judgmental friends and whatever. But then I, like, saw the quote of, I used to care about people's opinions until I tried to pay my bills with them. And I'm like, you know what? That is so true. You know, we care so much about what other people opinions are of what we are doing that it stops us from doing, you know. And if
hey.
if you have been held back, you guys, from doing something because you're afraid of what another person's thinking, did you know that you can make a post and you can make it so a specific person cannot see it? I just did that with all my bridesmaids. I was like, help me with bridesmaid gifts. They can't see this. If that's what you have to do to get started, and, you know, if you are held back because of a family member, loved one, seeing something on your Facebook and you don't even want to know, like, what their opinion would be on it, then, you know, you can go click, like, the little circle gold thing and it says public, and you scroll down through the options and it'll say, my friends accept, and then you fill in the name. And I don't want to have you guys do that all the time for your posts, but if that's going to be something where it's going to give you the confidence to at least post something, if you know that that person cannot see it, because it's usually just a handful of people that are holding you back from not fulfilling your dreams, right? You know the people mm-hmm. I'm talking about. You could write them down on a list right now of who makes you hesitant to share something that you want to share. Because of what they're going to say, how silly does that sound? But I know it's legitimate and it's real. And to first gain confidence is to take action. And when you take
yeah.
action, really, really, like, look back and be like, you know what, I did it, I survived, somebody said something, but I can brush it off, and I can keep going. Because you want to know something, in the beginning, they'll ask you why. But in the beginning, they'll treat you like you are insane. That is to be expected. But then 4 years down the road, when you're, you know, whatever your dreams or goal is, and you've made those things happen, whether that's staying home or retiring your spouse or buying a dream home or being debt-free or going on a vacation, then they're going to ask you how. And they're going to want your Kool-Aid. So it's just like Courtney said over and over in this call, you got to just start.
Yes. So true. You just got to start, and that's what it's about. Like, either everyone's going to be faced with these trials of, you know, like Joelle was saying, you know, people being judgmental, and that is no doubt a part of this journey, but it's a huge part of your reason why you decided to do this too. It's not to spite people, but it's to be able to be beyond that, you know, and to be bigger than that. So, yep.
And you guys are going to love this last question, because I know this is a topic that comes up in our team pages a lot, and I know everybody, I think every woman in this business should be asked this and share their own personal story experience with this. But Courtney, you are married. When you first became a Beachbody coach, you know, how did your husband feel about this? And kind of like, what was his kind of view, or, you know, was he at all negative about it, or kind of go with the flow? When did something click?
Okay, yeah, so I have heard, you know, this has come up a lot on the team page, and we've heard, you know, it from all ends of the spectrum as far as how husbands or spouses or boyfriends or fiancés or what have you and how they are. And I'll be really honest, you guys, I've been very fortunate. My husband Carl has been very supportive. He, you know, his how he is he's very kind of soft-spoken. He doesn't really say, like, a whole lot, but I know that that's his way of being supportive. You know, he allowed me to invest in Shakeology every month, and, you know, even up to before I even became a coach, he was like, yes, that's good, it was better. He was a college athlete, so he played college hockey, and so he's always been for, like, being, very dedicated to one thing at one time. Hockey was a huge part of his life until, you know, he finished hockey in college, but that was his driving force all through high school and into college, because that's what his ultimate goal was, to play college hockey. So when I, like, had the idea that then when I eventually decided to sign up as a coach, he at first didn't really say a whole lot about it, but was supportive and let me do what I wanted to do and do my thing. And it's funny, though, because when I would talk about it, you know, of course, he didn't really understand. He did not. Like, I'd be like, yeah, 36 Success Club points. Like, no, I was just going to say, like, I'm like, seriously? And now I'm finding out, like, holy crap, because now I'm further into my business, and 36 Success Club points doesn't come as often anymore. But when I first started, I was like, yeah, 36. And I couldn't believe it. And he was like, could not connect with that. So to answer your question, he's supportive at the beginning, didn't say a whole lot. That was his way of being supportive. And then now he signed up as a coach to help me advance to Emerald earlier on, and that was within, like, my first month, I think, I went to Emerald. He helped me with that. So, of course, he was supportive in that way. And then now he does a little bit of Beachbody work on himself, not a lot, because he's not as comfortable with it as I am, but he does do a little bit, and so he is helping me advance my business in a way. I'm building his own office right now. So it's really awesome because I can have two coach online offices, and I'm excited to go two-star diamond, which is going to happen. It's going to happen, ladies, because then I'll be able to open up my second business center there. So I'll be excited about that. So for those who have maybe unsupportive spouses, I've had some people that I know of that were like this. It's hard because you want to share all those exciting things with the person that you love, and I understand that. But the greatest thing about this team is you have a lot of people that are here to be that love and support for you right now, while that spouse or that loved one is coming around to the idea and they're warming up to it. And I believe that they will. It takes time for some people, just like it took me 2 years to sign up as a coach. You know, it took me time to warm up to the idea of being a coach. So I understand, though it's still hard because I'm not living this, and I know some people are, but what I can say is that I use my own experience of signing up as a coach as an example of warming up to the idea. And so you have support from your team and from all of us, and then that spouse of yours or that loved one of yours will come around to it eventually. It just will take time, just like it does for some people to sign up as a coach.
Yeah. And it was, I don't know why I'm thinking of this right now, but it just popped in my head. And maybe it's because one of you guys on the line needs to hear this. But I was listening to kind of a Q&A, and it was done by a male Beachbody coach on his YouTube channel. And this woman was calling about how her spouse isn't supportive and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, okay, listen to me for a second. Your husband's not supportive, blah, 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 repeated the story. That's what I'm getting, right? And she's like, right. He goes, how about you shut him up with a paycheck? Get to work, shut him up with a paycheck. And I was like, what did he just say? But, like, you know, and that kind of rolled into what you said, you know, like, share with your spouse, but don't, like, push it and know that you do
right.
Have it. I know it's so, you do, you want to share it with the person that you love and you want them to see it, but that kind of rolls into comparison. You know, you're looking elsewhere when you should be focusing on the activities that are going to be moving you forward, where in a lot of situations, guys do need to see a paycheck to get it and to take it seriously. You know, it's just, and if that's what you needed to hear, I said it, and it popped into my head for some random reason. I think that Q&A was like, oh, man, it was when I was living in a one-bedroom apartment, so it was over a year and a half ago. So, yeah, weird, random, but anyway, thank you guys so much for hopping on tonight, and thank you, Courtney, for being a guest speaker. I truly think that each of these tips were so significant and so important. And if you guys haven't found your reason why you have to, I don't even want to call it a why, reason why you have to, talk with your upline, you know, and sometimes just brainstorming with a person who believes in you, a person who knows this opportunity and what it can do, can change everything. You know, it can, your why will click if you talk through it and you picture what it is, if all stars aligned, what would your life look like? What would you be making? What would you be doing? How would you be spending your time? What goals would you achieve? And you'll get to it. You'll get to that reason why you have to. So I will have the recording up in the group tomorrow, as well as the podcast will be live by noon Pacific time tomorrow. So in the afternoon on the East Coast, I'm time zoned, yes. But thank you guys so much for hopping on, and I hope that you share this when your team, when the recording goes up.